Hello, you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm Gareth Williams, and I'm talking to Tiff from Blushes. Hello, how are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
A pleasure, in fact. Right, so the enemy, I've been reading up on you, and the enemy have said psychedelic nights in, mad nights out about Blushes. I mean, how would you describe your sound?
I would describe our sound. It's quite a hard one whenever someone asks us, because we always say it's like a cocktail, like there's so many different elements to it.
Okay.
We've got a lot of strong influences, like, but from different areas and different genres. Like, Sunny listens to a lot of like plinky plonky, like guitar noises, but it's very like dreamy pop, I think, mainly.
Okay, yeah, I've seen dream pop used to describe you quite a bit. I mean, you hail from near Aylesbury. I mean, Bowie made his first performance as Ziggy Stardust there. I mean, is the local area, is that a hotbed of music talent, or is it did your surroundings influence you at all, I suppose, is what I'm asking.
I think you're right. I think it is. There's been quite a lot of talent, to be fair. I think it's quite underrated in that sense as well. There's been a lot of talent rising in there, and there still is. I don't think many people realise there's like a few bands or musicians that are existing today in Aylesbury that people don't really appreciate as much as they should, but there literally are. It's been incredible, and it's obviously something that we're very proud of, to be from the area. And it is an influence. I think everywhere that you are, whenever you grow up, you're always going to be influenced where you are.
Yeah, and you studied fine arts at college. I mean, it's how does that work with the music and being a singer? Is that are they linked?
It's a really odd one. I think we all kind of did art in a way. It's really strange as well, because we never really like noticed it or like paid much attention to it. We were like, hold on, all of us did art. It wasn't just one of us. It wasn't just like me and Cobb, or yeah, we all did it. I went to Amersham College and I did it. Cobb studied it at sixth form, and in school he did like graphic design. He's always been incredible. Like, he's a genius when it comes to editing and doing everything like that. And Sunny's also very good art when it comes to drawing and doing things like that, and Bradley's also, especially when it comes to graphics design and photography, he's very talented. Yeah, I think it's helped because we're a very DIY kind of band. We do a lot of things ourselves, which a lot of people appreciate and tell us often that they like about us. But I think that's helped a lot in the sense of, like, when it comes to the artwork, we've all kind of come together and worked on designs, which not many bands have the pleasure of doing.
No.
So it has helped, yeah.
Great. You're playing a gig in... we're a Brentwood-based radio station, and so London gigs are pretty good for us. You're playing a Warchild gig, though, at the Camden Assembly on the 25th of July. I mean, how did you get involved with Warchild, which is obviously a great charity?
I'm really, really excited for that one. I think that's one of the gigs that we're most excited for, to be honest. It's just there's a few of the bands that we're playing with that, like Jacob and Bradley were like, wait, hold on, we love those guys. Like, they're so weird. And it's like such a surreal moment to be playing with bands where you yourself have been a huge fan of them. So yeah, I think we're really, really excited for that. And obviously, like you say, it's a brilliant character to be involved with and have involvement with, yeah. So yeah, we're really, really, really excited for that one.
Yeah, should be good. And Camden Assembly, a great venue. Used to be the Barfly, so yeah.
Amazing venue, yeah. We played there for, I think it was our first ever London gig. We played Camden Assembly supporting Glass Peaks. And ever since then, we were just like, wow, it's such a great venue. So nice.
So yeah, that's the 25th of July, and then that for the following weekend, Stand and Calling, the festival, which you're playing the BBC Introducing Stage, I believe, there.
Yeah, so excited for that as well. I'm most excited for that one. I think the BBC Introducing has been amazing for us, literally so supportive ever since like day one. They've just always helped us out. and promoted our music and been there for us, really. So I think we're all just really, really thankful that they've given us such opportunities, especially this one. I think as well, we're playing on the same stage as Rocky Endy. So it's like, and Brad's grown up listening to him. So it's really strange, like, having to, like, again, playing with someone that you're, like, in awe of. So, yeah, I think we're all really, really excited for that one as well.
So you are planning to do the whole festival, or are you just going to be there for the day?
I'm not too sure, actually. I personally would love to, I think we all would, we'd love to do the whole festival. I think it depends, really. I'm not too sure, but we definitely would like to.
What's your dream festival lineup?
Dream festival lineup?
Yeah, not a whole festival, obviously, but a headliner sort of thing. I mean, who what bands inspire you, sort of thing?
I think, okay, so we played with a band when we first started, called Antaras, and they're brilliant, like, really, really good. I would say probably Antaras, and Hey Charlie are a really good, really good band. They're like female, all female, like, trio. And I'm pretty sure they're sisters as well, so it's really, really interesting. Pale Waves as well, at 1975 as well. But then that's also, like I said, we've all got different influences. So I feel like if you ask the guys that, they'll be like, wait, what?
Completely different lineup, yeah, no, don't want to see them. Dust is the latest single. I think it's a dual release single. I'm not even going to attempt. If you can tell me how to pronounce the name of the other single, that would probably help me, because I'd probably get it wrong.
It's Sierra Rosa.
There we go. And so they've come out earlier this month. I mean, how's the response been to those, and what's next for Blushes?
Yeah, they've been really. Everyone really, really loves how kind of chilled out they are. I think they're very easy to listen to. And like, with the timing, obviously, like, it's now getting sunnier and hotter and stuff. I think people tend to just find it nicer to listen to songs which are nice and easy to listen to. Like, chilled out in the garden or in the car or something. Like, all my friends have said to me, oh, I've added it to my chilled playlist. And I'm like, oh, strange, but thanks. and it's been received really well so far. And we had Dust was track of the week for Mix 96, I think, last week as well. So it's been really great so far. I think we've had it accepted in the best way that we thought we could. Yeah,
great. Okay, so as I said, War Child gig, Camden Assembly, 25th of July, and Stan and Calling BBC introducing the following weekend, and that's where we can, for people in Essex, they can probably, the easiest places to check you out next. Thank you very much for your time today. It's been really great chatting to you.
That's all right. Thank you very much for chatting to me.
That's brilliant. Have a really good day.
Oh, and yourself. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Take care. Bye.